At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
This is VSiN Daily Morning Bets. Here is your host, Josh Applebaum.
Hello and welcome to VSiN Daily Morning Bets, a quick 15-minute podcast highlighting the top games and biggest line moves that bettors need to know about each day. Today is Wednesday, May 3rd.
Game of the night.
For the game of the night, we're going to look toward a jam-packed Major League Baseball slate with 16 games across the diamond, and go to a big interleague showdown game tonight, 7:45 p.m. Eastern Time in St. Louis, between the LA Angels and the St. Louis Cardinals. Currently, the Angels are listed as a minus 145 road favorite, with the Cardinals a plus 130 home dog, and the total in this game is 8. Now, going into this matchup, the Angels are 16-14. They just won yesterday's series opener against St. Louis 5-1, cashing as a plus 125 road dog. Meanwhile, St. Louis, they've really struggled to start the year, 10-20 overall, and they're just 3-11 in their last 14 games. So pitching matchup tonight, the reason why it's the game of the night, we get to watch Shohei Ohtani pitch. Ohtani is 4-0 with a 1.85 ERA. He'll be opposed by Miles Michaelis, who's 1-1 with an ERA of 5.97. So what have we seen across the board here? Well, across the market, a lot of money pouring in to support Shohei Ohtani. The Angels opened as a minus 135 road favorite tonight. Now they've been bet up to minus 145. So about a 10 cent steam move in favor of the Angels. Again, when I'm looking at line movement, any little move is important to me because moves are driven by respected bettors. But it's that 10 cent kind of line of demarcation, 10 cents or more, that really kind of tells me that you have a lot of respected money coming in on one side or the other. Currently 84% of bets, but 92% of the money is on Shohei Ohtani and the Angels tonight. Telling you that it's both a pro and Joe bet split. The 84% would be the ticket count, telling you public just saying, hey, it's Ohtani, let me bet Ohtani. Not much thought process behind it. Whereas wise guys, the 92%, might be saying, hey, we have a good discrepancy play here. Maybe they had, based on their numbers, crunching their power ratings and putting and kind of spitting out their own money line on this. Maybe they say, hey, this should be around a minus 140, minus 150. It opens minus 135. Boom. They hit the Angels based on their discrepancy edge. But a lot of system matches here on the Angels, aside from the steam move, aside from the really good pro and Joe bet split. But if you look at number one, road interleague favorites, very simple here, but interleague favorites in general do pretty good historically because the lack of familiarity benefits the better team. But road interleague favorites, they're 31-17 this year, 65% with an 8% return on investment. Meanwhile, non-division favorites off a win, they are 114-61 this year, 65% with a 6% ROI. And then favorites who missed the postseason last year, your favorite And again, Chalk has done very well this year in Major League Baseball. They're actually up here profitable overall, just in general betting favorites. And since COVID, we've seen the rise of favorites in general. So favorites have done well, but then the key there is the miss the postseason variable, because yeah, public likes favorites, but if you didn't make the playoffs, public kind of questions, should I really lay a minus number with you? Actually buying low in those spots, it has been profitable. Favorites who missed the playoffs are 117 and 68 this year, 63% with a 5% ROI. We also have some correlative betting value on the Angels here. Again, I think it's important to always at least be aware of what the total is. If you're going to bet a money line, a lot of people might think, especially new bettors, it's not their fault, but they say, why does the total matter? I'm just betting on who's going to win the game. It's baseball. It's a money line. Well, no, that can really, knowing the total and really comparing the total to whichever side you're on can provide another added edge, or make you take a step back and say, maybe this is kind of going up against the behind the eight ball here, depending on the correlation between the total and the side. But correlative betting value is good for the Angels because they're a favorite with a low total. Total in this game is 8. It's really juiced up 8 under, minus 115. Some shops even getting down to 7.5. When the line's moving toward the favorite and toward the under, again, good correlative betting there because the fewer amount of expected runs scored, lower scoring game, more likely going to come from that quote-unquote better team, which would be based upon that minus number, that favorite designation. So correlative betting value there with the Angels, fave low total. Both teams are hitting about 255, about equal, but really the surprise has been the pitching advantage here for the Angels. Angels have a team ERA of 3.77 versus St. Louis with an ERA of 4.47. So better pitching with the Angels. Also in the spot, the Angels are 12-8 as a favorite, and they're 12-8 against righties. St. Louis has really struggled in this situation. They're only 2-10 as a dog, and they're 7-17 against right-handed pitching. So I'm going to back the Angels here. It's a chance for me to sweat Ohtani. Usually Ohtani is the big public play, you know, huge number here. This is a relatively short chalk number, and I got a lot of system matches. So I'm on the Angels at minus 145. And also, if you're looking to play a futures bet on Ohtani, I just looked up his DraftKings odds here for MVP. He is minus 105. He actually was around plus 115 about a week ago. So Ohtani just crossed the minus designation there, going from, he was always the favorite, but you could have gotten plus money. Now it's a little bit of minus money, minus 105 MVP favorite in the American League. But also, maybe if you just look at the Cy Young, again, his numbers are great. What is he? We mentioned it, 4-0 with a 1.85 ERA, but he's plus 450 to win the Cy Young in the American League. That's the second best odds, trailing only Gerrit Cole, who's plus 300. But I'm sweating Ohtani here with a sharp line move and some good system matches. Give me the Angels at minus 145.
Best of the rest.
For the best of the rest, now let's look toward an American League showdown here tonight at Kansas City, 7:40 p.m. Eastern time between the Baltimore Orioles and the Kansas City Royals. Currently, the Baltimore Orioles are listed as a minus 150 road favorite, with Kansas City a plus 135 home dog, and the total in this game is 9. Now, the Baltimore Orioles are 20-9 on the year. They won the opener of the series last night against Kansas City. Their bats really came alive, 11-7 win, cashing as a minus 175 road favorite. Kansas City now is just 7-23, one of the worst records in Major League Baseball. For tonight's rematch, we have Kyle Gibson on the bump for Baltimore, who's 4-0 with a 3.93 ERA. He'll be opposed by the ageless wonder, Zach Greinke, who's 0-4 with an ERA of 6.10. So what have we seen across the market here? Well, a lot of respected money saying if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Going back to the well with Baltimore, the Orioles opened as around a minus 140, minus 145 road favorite. Now they've been bet up to around minus 150. I see some shops even a little higher, around minus 155, flirting with a minus 160. So all movement and liability has been toward Baltimore in this matchup. The Orioles are getting 86% of bets, but 97% of the money. So another combination of both public and sharp support in their favor using our VSiN.com bet splits coming directly from DraftKings. A lot of system matches here on Baltimore. Non-division road favorites, my favorite system match overall, 79-43 this year, 65% with a 10% ROI. Non-division favorites off a win, so adding another layer there. That's 114-61, 65% with a 6% ROI. And then favorites who missed the postseason. Same match that we just had there with the Angels. They are 117-68 this year, 63% with a 5% ROI. So quite a few matches here on Baltimore. Baltimore, as I mentioned, 11-7 win yesterday. I'm really banking on the bats of the Orioles here. They're hitting 261 versus just 220 for Kansas City. And runs scored, 158 runs scored for Baltimore, just 103 for Kansas City. And surprisingly, you know, the Orioles, you kind of would expect their young lineup. They've been pretty good here for a couple of years now, hitting wise. But ERA, that's been the surprise. Baltimore's team ERA is 4.31. Pretty respectable there. Kansas City's is 5.68. So you're averaging almost, you know, a full, almost run and a half more from Kansas City's pitchers versus that for Baltimore. So advantage there, hopefully ERA as well as the bullpen. And then also in this spot, Baltimore is 13-2 as a favorite. They're 10-5 against righties, and they're 11-5 on the road. So what are they tonight? A favorite against the righty on the road. And then Kansas City, a big loser in this spot. They're only 7-21 as a dog. They're 5-17 against righties, and they're 1-13 at home. Only 1-13 at home, man. That's pretty bad. And then run differential, very quick snapshot. How good or bad are you? Plus 29 for Baltimore, minus 68 for Kansas City. So I'm going to go back to the well with Baltimore. Had them yesterday. I'll be back on them here today. Give me the O's. Got the Orioles at minus 150. NBA and NHL playoffs are the best time of year to become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Get access to hourly pro tips, best bets from VSiN experts, daily articles, power rankings, and expanded digital content and tools to help you become a better. Just go to VSiN.com/subscribe for more information.
Josh's Sweats.
Well, for Josh's Sweats, already gave away a couple of them. I'm officially on Shohei Ohtani and the Angels at minus 145. Like that tiny little steam in their favor, not really a huge steam move play for me. It's more of a system match with all those road interleague favorite systems, non-division road favorites, and obviously Ohtani pitching great. Going up against Michaelis, who struggled. Angels have been profitable in this spot. St. Louis has been a big loser in this spot. So I'm laying it here in interleague play with the Angels, hopefully getting another win after they won the opener. I'm also on Baltimore. Just mentioned them. But got the O's at minus 150. Baltimore has that big steam move in their favor. Non-division road favorite. Advantage here with hopefully Gibson over Greinke. And then really it's to the bats of Baltimore, which I'm really banking on, hopefully to continue to stay hot here on the road, laying the minus 150. But also, one more for you. I have another interleague play matchup for you. The Mets and the Detroit Tigers. Now, opener of this game was rained out. This is the 6:40 p.m. Eastern time game, so there's a doubleheader today. Mets and Detroit, this is the second game, the late game, the nightcap here. Currently at 6:40 p.m., first pitch, you have the Mets listed as a minus 210 road favorite with the Detroit Tigers here, plus 190. The total in this game is 8.5. I'm going to go with the Mets in this one, minus 210. The backdrop, though, and of course, always bet Tris first bet to win anytime you're playing a number like that. But of course, the Mets, 16-13. They last played against Atlanta, splitting a doubleheader. They won the opener 9. They lost the opener 9-8 as a plus 170 home dog. They won the nightcap 5-3 as a minus 105 home dog. Detroit, 10-17. They've lost three of their last four. At home against the Orioles, they just lost 5-3 on Sunday as a plus 130 home dog. And again, yesterday's game was rained out. That's why you're seeing that doubleheader today. But pitching matchup, Max Scherzer is back on the bump after he got suspended for the foreign substance. He is back for the Mets here, also playing his former team. Probably going to be jacked up for that. But he's 2-1 with a 3.72 ERA. He'll be facing Michael Lorenzen, who's 0-1 with an ERA of 7.07. Looking at the angle here, to me, number one would be the steam on the Mets. The Mets opening around minus 190. They've been bet up here to minus 210. You can shop around, might be able to find a minus 205 across the market. But the Mets are getting 90% of bets, 94% of the money. So good combination of both pro and Joe support. A lot of system matches, as we mentioned, road interleague favorites, 31-17, 65%. Non-division favorites, minus 200 or more. They're 37-14, 73%. A road favorite who made the postseason, the opponent did not, 54-29, 65%. So a lot of matches here on the Mets. Also, better bats, hitting 242 versus 222. The Mets have scored 135 runs versus just 88 for Detroit. Detroit's had one of the worst offenses here in baseball. Now they got to face Scherzer, who's rested. Hopefully that's an advantage here with the Mets. And then team ERA, 4.48 versus 4.80, slightly in favor of New York here. And then also New York in this spot, they've been profitable. They're 12-6 as a favorite. They're 10-7 on the road, and they're 11-6 against righties. Again, they're a favorite on the road against the Ready today. And Detroit, a loser in this spot. 9-17 as a dog, 5-7 at home, 7-14 against right-handed pitchers. So again, make sure you're looking at the right game. This is the second game of the doubleheader here. But I'm going to back Max Scherzer. Rested, ready to go here on the road against Detroit. Again, facing his former club. And also, one little angle here with doubleheaders. Typically, you see more sweeps than you do splits. A lot of people think splits are the more common outcome, but it's actually slightly more common to see a sweep, especially game two, betting a favorite who won the previous game. So if the Mets are, if they win the opener, they're like minus 155 today for the early game. That's kind of a good omen there, seeing a sweep and seeing that game two favorite perform well also. So that would hopefully match with the Mets if they win that opener. But I'm going Mets here, minus 210. And then also playing, of course, Baltimore and the LA Angels. But that about does it for today's VSiN Daily Morning Bets podcast on Wednesday, May 3rd. But reminder, if you're looking for more sports betting content, more VSiN in your life on a daily basis, well, easiest thing you can do is sign up for our free newsletter. Just go to VSiN.com/newsletter, put in your email, hit submit, and then boom, you'll wake up every morning to fantastic sports betting content, coverage, insights, articles letting you know what's going on, the big games in the betting market that day, as well as in particular what's going on at VSiN. So it's VSiN.com/newsletter. We'd also love for you to become a member, become a pro member, VSiN.com/subscribe, only $9.99 for your first full month of service, getting all those best bets sent to your inbox multiple times throughout the day from all the guests and the hosts at VSiN. Also, of course, you'll get a live stream of all the VSiN shows, all the articles beyond the paywall, all the great DraftKings percentages as well. So become a member, VSiN.com/subscribe. And then, of course, you can support us and follow us on social media. Make sure you give us a follow on Twitter at VSiN Live. You can follow me at Josh_insights. But I wish you the best of luck. Hope you have a fantastic day here. I'm going to join Follow the Money. One of my favorite things all week is my Wednesday appearance with Mitch and Pauly on Follow the Money. So I'll be doing that here in a second. And then, of course, check out the Market Insights pod later today, 3 o'clock. I have quite a few more bets here across the market with some updated numbers. But enjoy the sweats. As the wise man of Easton likes to say, cash and tickets, that's what it's all about. Have a great day, everyone. Good luck.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.